Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hey there! I'm Siege Tantenko Malolo's Puma Podcast. Cool life update. We recently got to be on stage at Here For It, the Philippines' first podcast festival held in Glorieta Activity Center. Thank you so much to all of you who came to our live panel and meet and greet. And if you didn't get to be there, here's our live panel with our friend, Liu Mangubat of the Colonial Department Podcast.
Let me introduce my co-panelists. First up, you have my co-host. She's a historian, and she is also the former research assistant of Carlos Celdran. Everybody give it up for Sab Schnabel!
Hello, Glorieta!
All right.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. And then with us today, we also have someone who is a veteran of the Philippine publishing industry. He hosts the podcast, The Colonial Department. Everybody, let's welcome this amazing storyteller, Leo Mangubat. Hi, Leo.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Oh my God, super excited to be part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hello,
we're so glad to be here. So our podcasts have been friends for the past few years, and part of
since pandemic times.
And part of what our connection is based on is enjoy kami to learn and discover history stories, and also learn with our listeners. So what we're doing today is a game of Bet You Didn't Know. And that is, we'll share stories from Pinoy history na baka lang naman, most likely, probably, wala sa inyong araling panlipunan classes nung nasa school pa tayo. So, Leo, anong
wow,
unang kwento mo?
Talaga yung guest panelist yung mauuna, no? But this one, I think, wala talaga siya ata sa mga social studies or history textbooks nung high school ako na medyo matagal-tagal na rin, no? But I discovered this maybe a year ago. Nakita ko sa New York Times. Meron ring oral history sa University of New Mexico. Did you know that there was actually a Mexican fighter pilot squadron who fought in the Philippines during World War II? So, yeah, I mean, the roots of Mexico in the Philippines go way back. Diba, syempre, nandun yung galleon trade. Tapos pinapangasawaan tayo ng Nueva España, ng Vice Royalty. But this is really that point in history when the destinies of Mexico and the Philippines talaga nagkita. Because, you know, Mexico declared war on Germany. And then what they did was that they sent 300 men to train in Texas. Tapos after that, pinadala sila sa Manila in 1945 to help liberate the Philippines from the Japanese. So yun, they flew 57 missions, they lost 5 men, so thank you, Mexico. Diba? And it is really, it's a story that very, very little people know about. There's a really good book out right now about it if you want to learn more.
Nice.
So yun ang round one ko.
Round one, muchas gracias a Mexico. Sab, what's your story?
All right, it's October, so it's spooky season.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to get into a spooky state of mind. Ooh. It was once upon a 1593. This was still the Elizabethan times in the West, and we were still in the colonial period in the Philippines. And then one night, a governor general was assassinated by Chinese pirates. And the people who were meant to guard him outside were the Guardia Civil. But it was late, and one of them got kind of sleepy and dizzy, so he fell asleep. And he woke up in the middle of a plaza he had never been before. As in, he woke up in the Plaza Mayor of Mexico. This man was named Gil Perez, and nobody knows how he got there. There are all sorts of sources that talk about a Filipino in a Guardia Civil outfit showing up on October 24, 1593. And he came saying, "No, I promise, I'm from the Philippines, I'm from the Philippines. The Governor General was just assassinated." But how could he know? Because the ship from the Philippines hadn't come yet. And so, some people say it was teleportation. Some people say it was alien abduction. But what I have to say is that it's a great story to tell.
Our first ever X-Files episode.
Yeah, X-Files history. Philippines!
Ay, nabutan niyo pa ba yung X-Files? Sorry.
Siyempre, nabutan niyo. Ano yan? Mulder and Scully, the original OTP.
Yeah, yes. OTP,
okay,
Scully!
Okay, 90s kids, let's go! Sa akin, ang story ko, may kinalaman...
Go, Siege!
Oo, so yung akin, alam niyo ba... The way that our colonizers wrote about us during the Spanish colonial period, medyo laugh trip sila.
Paano, paano?
So, when the Spaniards wrote about us, para kang nagbabasa ng cartoon. So, Antonio de Morga, the lieutenant general at the time, wrote a history of the Philippines, and then he said, "Filipinos are so strange. When they eat food, they know the fish is ready when it's rotten and stinky." And, you know, Jose Rizal was not going to stand for this. So Jose Rizal annotated Antonio de Morga's history. And then he said, "Actually, bagoong yon."
Bagoong lang, guys.
Bagoong lang. Relax. Relax. Ganyan talaga yan. And another instance is that when the friars wrote about the Chinese rebellion against the Spanish in 1602, you know, you mentioned Chinese pirates, there was also a revolt of Chinese settlers living in the Philippines against the Spanish. And natalo sila. Diba? Sinugpo sila ng mga Espanyol. But how did the Spanish people write about it? They didn't say that they were defeated by guns. They didn't say they were defeated by cannon fire. Ang sabi ng mga Kastila, "Saint Francis of Assisi came down with a flaming sword and he vanquished the enemy."
Amen, amen.
It happened, di ba? Parang Game of Thrones. Pero bakit ganun yung pagkakasulat? Ang nagsulat nun ay Franciscan friar. So, patron saint nila si Saint Francis.
Yeah, medyo props to your patron saint, di ba?
Yeah, you gotta give all the grace to them.
Yes, okay. Next round. Ano pa ang hindi natin alam?
Okay, sige. Ito medyo timely kasi kaka-gold lang natin sa Asian Games, di ba? Yes. Go Brownlee! Yun. But, in a multiverse, di ba? In another universe out there, kung nanonood kayo ng Loki, baka napadpad siya rito, basketball would not have become the national sport, or the so-called, sorry, the unofficial national sport of the Philippines. It would have been baseball. We were huge in baseball back in the 1900s when the Americans came. As in, there was a league called the Manila League, and there were four teams. There was an Army team, a Marines team, and then there was a civilian team na bawal, all whites lang. Tapos may all Filipino team na medyo hindi na, you would expect kasi syempre, katututo lang natin ng baseball, di ba? Hindi naman talaga likas na sport sa atin. But there were many newspaper articles that said that praised the Brownies. They called them the Brownies kasi nga brown skin eh. So ganun nga, ganun talaga yung nung panahon yon. The Brownies actually held their own against the Philippines. And you know, It was so big that Manila Carnival, the Manila Carnival grounds where the baseball games were held, was later transformed into Rizal Memorial Stadium. And to open that, you know, Babe Ruth, the most legendary baseball player in history, went to the Philippines and did an exhibition.
Wow. Babe Ruth came to the Philippines.
Yeah, and there's always a question, but naging basketball, diba? But naging basketball sikat. Now there's so many theories, but I think one of the things that I read sa mga papers was that baseball kasi requires fields eh. Kaya yung mga dating church plaza nung panahon, naging baseball field nung dumating yung mga Amerikano. The thing was, sobrang naging rapid yung urbanization ng Manila na nawala yung mga fields. So, a more urban sport took over, which is basketball. And of course, by that time, yung NCAA was already becoming huge na. So, a new breed of athletes entranced the Philippines. Kaya baseball medyo naglaylo na and basketball became our unofficial national sport.
Pero underdog pa rin tayo na nananalo at the time, so which is yes, a very Filipino thing.
Yes,
thank
very
you, Leo.
Filipino, yes. Gilas baseball.
Oo nga.
Okay, well, some of you might know that the Marcoses were obsessed with the number 7. Obsessed, so obsessed that they even changed the martial law proclamation date from September 23 to September 21 just because it was divisible by 7. But did you know that the Folk Arts Theater was built in 77 days? This structure was built in 77 days because Imelda said, "Leandro, I need to have a venue for the Miss Universe pageant of 1974 hosted by Bob Barker." And so they built this thing. They fabricated all of these pieces and they brought them all down EDSA. Fabricated just so they would fit under each of the bridges. And they put that Folk Arts Theater together so that it could open on the 7th day of the 7th month of 1974, and everything was perfect for Miss Universe 1974, hosted by Bob Barker.
Nice.
Numerology.
Oh, obsessed. May, ano, meron,
may obsession. Yeah.
Parang conspiracy theorist to talaga tong.
Mga ano mo ha, mga storya mo ngayon, medyo...
It's October, we're spooky season!
Oo, well, multo din naman yun. So, minumulto tayo ng ating past. We're stuck in a time loop.
Ghosts of the past.
History repeats itself. Pero ako, may kwento naman is pagkain ulit. Did you know that Kilawin is over 1,000 years old? So the earliest archaeological evidence of Kilawin in the Philippines was found in the Balangay excavation in Butuan. At nakahanap sila doon ng pira-pirasong mga prutas, pira-pirasong gulay, pira-pirasong mga buto-buto. And they could tell that these had been chopped up very finely and cooked in an acid, diba? So we've been doing this for over 1,000 years. So every time mag-iinom kayo and yun ang pulutan nyo.
Respect.
Ano yan? This is cultural heritage. Yes, okay.
Sabay tagay.
Ay, cultural heritage din ang tagay.
Ay, oo nga pala. Yeah. You just did an episode on
this. Yes, we just did an episode on the history of gin. And there's actually a rich history around tagay culture as well. One last round. Leo, what's your story?
Okay, ito yung last history tidbit. Actually, medyo nasa history books na siya, pero medyo naging personal. Kasi I have my family name is Manggubat. And syempre, when I was growing up, nakarinig na ako lahat ng tukso about my family name. Hindi lang ako, pati yung mga kapatid ko, yung mga tito ko. Basta lahat kami, ganun. Tapos parang nagtataka kami, ano nga ba, saan ba nang galing yan, di ba? My family traced their roots to Batangas. And in Tagalog, di ba, Manggubat is like man jungle, di ba? They say na there were some readings na Manggubat is from Visayan and it means warrior, so medyo nakaka-proud. But anyway, sabi ko, saan ba talaga nang galing apelido na yan? And then, as you know, many of Filipino family names are actually very recent. They came from a book called the Catalogo de Alfabetica Apellidos, and it was issued in 1849, where family names were picked out from a list and given to you. So sabi ko, okay, well, posible naman na I came from a line of warrior princess, diba? That's the fantasy. Or posible rin na binigay ng Kastila sa ninuno ko yung apelido ng Manggubat. And so it's like that. Like when you're trying to search for your family history, maybe the first place to start is that book with the red cover na andun ba yung pangalan ko, kasi most likely baka nakuha ko yung families. And I think family names are a very Western thing. Before the Spanish arrived, family names were very fluid in the Filipinos. Like magkapatid kayo, magkaiba yung apelyido niyo nung panahon ng mga Kastila, di ba? So it was really, but after that family name decree of Governor General Francisco Narciso Claveria, yun na naging set na tayo sa importance of family names. And your family names, I doubt though na nasa Schnabel.
No, Schnabel is not Schnabel. In the book. No. Schnabel means beak in German.
Yeah, ako naman Tantengko, most likely pinaghalo-halong Chinese names. So ang mga ancestors ko naman ang sinabi sa kanila, usually three names 'yan, 'di ba? Pinagdidikit-dikit nila. So Tan is most likely the clan name. So this is the Tan clan. Teng is the generation name, meaning, kunwari, magkakapatid tayo, lahat tayo of the Teng generation. And then Ko means grandsons. So, marami tayong mga names that actually have Chinese origins na hindi natin alam na Chinese pala sila. So, even names like Bizon, Tuason, Hizon, these are all Chinese origin last names. Fun fact! Sab, what's your... Bet well, you didn't know.
Well, we went for
X-Files
this one. This one, no.
Scary, but it was scary.
No. This one. No, this one, I know you don't know. Because I'm going to go personal also and tell you guys a story from my past. And this is the story of my grandmother, who makes the worst empanadas in the Philippines. But here's the thing. Those empanadas saved the Philippines. Because in World War II, my grandmother was a Girl Scout. So she was one of the many, many Girl Scouts who worked in the resistance movement. And at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, if she got a call, if the phone rang, she would have to write all the headlines of the day into a small piece of paper and wrap it up into an empanada. So you gotta love my grandmother's empanadas, man.
Sipag, sipag. Lasang papel, pero...
Yeah.
Kaya siya lasang papel.
They're Sorry amazing.
Po. Yeah, amazing. And related to Sab's story, my last kwento is also related to the Girl Scouts. Sino dito sa grade school, meron kayong picture ng mga Filipino heroes tapos nandun, Josefa Yanes Escoda, founder of the Girl Scouts. Yes, oh... Okay. Sino dito nakahawak ng 1,000 peso bill bago ayusin yung ano? Ayan, di ba si Josefa Yanes Escoda nandoon? Josefa Yanes Escoda is often labeled as founder of the Girl Scouts of the Philippines. It's true, but she was also a World War II war hero. So Josefa Yanes Escoda organized the Girl Scouts to help in the guerrilla movement against the Japanese. And so what they would do was, similar to what Sab's Lola did, merong cafe si Josefa Yanes Escoda. Yung pagkain doon, sila nagsusupply sa camp ng mga POWs. They would put food inside, they would put messages inside the food. And then that would smuggle messages to the POWs. Inside. So there's really so much to learn about our history.
So many stories.
And tayo as history podcasters, yun talaga yung joy. We love sharing these stories because in creating the episodes, we also discover these stories. So for our wonderful guests here who might love history but have never heard our podcasts before, Sab, Leo, what's a good episode to start with?
I think a good episode
gin,
to start.
Gin.
Start with the gin episode. No, actually, my favorite episode to start with is I like big boats and I cannot lie, and that is the Balangay episode.
And they actually sing that line.
Yes, we do. Episode. We do sing that. We sing a lot, actually. I won't sing now. I promise. But I really like I like big boats and I cannot lie because it drives home the point that our history goes all the way back past 1521. Past when the Spanish came and showed us that we had a lot of technology, we had a lot of things to be proud of. We were voyagers, we were warriors, and we were incredible people. And I think that's one of the greatest stories we've told.
What about you, Leo? Where do they start with the colonial department?
Frustrated history major ako, kaya naisip kong unang pangalan is the history department. Pero medyo boring, so ginawa ko na lang colonial department because, you know, for many, many hundreds of years, we were under colonial occupation. And one of the most little talked about colonial occupations that we had was the British occupation. Kasi dalawang taon lang naman eh. medyo ano, panandalian lang talaga. Parang
may
dumaan lang sila.
Sana tayo.
Dumaan lang sila, nag-iwan ng curry, mga ganoon.
And gin, yes.
What I discovered, I want to do more episodes on British occupation, but what I discovered was that the British East India Company actually didn't want to invade Manila kasi may parang side trade sila na nangyayari from India to Manila. And it was being run by Armenians because bawal yung mga puti to trade with Manila kasi magagalit yung mga Kastila. So that's the basis of one of my most listened to episodes. It's called British East India Company Manila Branch. So yeah, check that out.
Nice. So we're gonna go to our last question of this thing. Last question. We're here with this amazing community of Filipino podcast listeners. You guys are all awesome.
Ayorenza
second floor. Yeah. We love you guys. What's the best part of doing history podcasts and being part of this awesome community?
I have in my little special box of things a little drawing of one of these little girls who listened to our Fantastic Filipinas series. So if you listen to WhatsApp, we have the Fantastic Filipinas series about Fantastic Filipinas, five amazing Filipino women. And she wrote that she wanted to be like one of them when she grew up. And she drew a little picture of her favorite Fidel Mundo. And I look at that every day when I want to do something like this. That's what I'm doing it for.
Aww. So sweet. Nice, what about nice. You?
Well, my community is really small. So thank you guys for inviting me to join you. Kasi sobrang wow, what an honor talaga to be with you guys. But I think for me personally, I think me and Sab talked about this, what really keeps us doing history podcast, which is a very small niche topic, black hole talaga siya. You're reading a book on Spanish history and biglang about the fur trade. And then you see another reference there somewhere and biglang may fur trade pala sa Pilipinas. You didn't know that. And parang basta lahat ng black holes na mahahanap mo sa history, dun ka talaga babagsak. And it's so fun. It's the best.
That's awesome. Ako naman, this is a story not directly tied to WhatsApp, but to another podcast that our company, Puma Podcast, does. We have a podcast called Bago Ang Lahat, which tells the stories of Filipino leaders like Jovito Salonga, Washington Sisip, and we just found out earlier this week that Curator Coffee and Cocktails in Makati City, their owner created drinks inspired by that podcast. And so you can go there and you can order the Washington Sisip cocktail. You can order the Jovito Salonga cocktail. And I think that's really the beauty of history podcasts. It's taking something that we might have missed in our grade school days and making it come alive and reclaiming our identity and celebrating our unique culture as Filipinos. So once again, check out WhatsApp Araling Panlipunan Rebooted. Check out the Colonial Department. Thank you so much to the organizers of Here For It Podcast Festival. Thank you to Anima for having us. And please do visit our podcast booth over there in the back. We have freebies, we have tote bags, and you can go discover a podcast today. Maraming salamat, Glorieta! Mabuhay kayo! You just heard a live recording of our panel at Here For It, the podcast festival brought to you by Anima Podcasts, Globe, Spotify, and the Pod Network. If you thought this was fun, tell a friend who loves nerdy history facts about this podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.